This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're not going to hear too much of that, or it's just high winds and it doesn't really tear the place up. Hard to believe they're right in the heart of this whole thing, although maybe not if you look at where they're located. And it's not just Puerto Rico, but it could be the Florida Peninsula too as well. Because of the European model, one of the things it shows is that it would be stronger this storm over the past 48 hours. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It's a holiday weekend that's bearing down on us, so not good for the center of the storm to hover over the eastern coast of Florida, somewhere between Jacksonville and West Palm Beach. Right now, Dorian is right on the heels of approaching several Caribbean islands. It's expected to be near a Cat 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic on Wednesday and Thursday. But what happens when it leaves there and it makes landfall across the east coast of Florida on Saturday evening? They are warning it's too early to forecast impacts, but be aware of the potential of this. Oof. These poor people can't catch a break, can they? But again, this is what happens when you live in those areas. There is the chance of a hurricane happening. We just go through these ebbs and flows of where we seem to skirt it. I say we, people in those Caribbean lands, and then ultimately Florida or somewhere else along the coastline. Speaking of lines, the Pentagon approves an additional 20 miles of the border wall. While you were sleeping, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, has done that. It's a 30-foot-high barrier, a section of the wall that's being paid for by previous repurposed Pentagon funds. His approval of additional fencing was confirmed by court documents. The Pentagon has previously approved $2.5 billion in money to be, as we know, reprogrammed into the Defense Department's counter-drug account, which is authorized to spend money on border barrier construction for what? Blocking out drug smugglers. I knew you knew the answer to that. So 135 miles of fencing requested by the Department of Homeland Security in Yuma, El Paso, and Tucson areas. The cost of constructing that section of the border wall was less than originally anticipated, so there was more money. So the extra 20 miles were approved. And it really is one high wall. I've seen photographs of what it's going to look like. Wow. So this is an interesting move. Even Homeland Security moved $155 million from FEMA disaster relief for immigration enforcement. And so why is that? The Department of Homeland Security informed Congress they were going to do that, the $271 million altogether. And what is eerie, though, the money was shuffled over, so taken out of FEMA, and you've got Tropical Storm Dorian coming near hurricane strength as it gets near Puerto Rico. And of course, the president made a crack about Puerto Rico again after just getting through what we went through. And there were some people that really went after him for that, saying, what about hope and love and prayers and everything else instead of snarky comments? Ooh, I saw that on Twitter. But the movie was the money, not the movie, because this is real life. The money was shuffled around. So taking money away from TSA, from FEMA in the middle of the hurricane season could have some deadly consequences. Maybe, let's hope not, because we're not hoping for that no matter what. But if the money is shuffled, think about the detention beds. They needed that earlier, and there's so much more that they need for that funding. The problem is consistently holding more people in detention. As of August 10th, we were talking about 55,000 people were in immigration detention. So the money has to be there for the amount of people who have been arrested for crossing the border illegally. We had to have that emergency funding, if you recall. And, you know, when we say the word crisis and border, it really is. The blind eye that was turned for decades, now we're paying the price for that. Now we're paying the price. Without a doubt. Sadly. I have to say that there is a story I want to mention at the top of this show as we dive into the things that infuriate us. There's a huge story about a baby from Kentucky that is back home with his family after being saved, 19 months old, stopped breathing, and his family called 911. Police came. He was already turning blue. Imagine that. I can't imagine that. Turning blue, cold, you know, being touched, and then the cop checked the airway of little baby Aiden, patted his back, started CPR to get him breathing on his own before the paramedics arrived. And there was a video that was on, you know, because they have the body camera, that was all on the body camera. And the police department released it on Monday with the permission from the parents. You can see the officer performing CPR on the little baby who isn't making a noise. Eventually starts crying, and you hear the officer saying, okay, bud, okay. I love that story. I love that story. Yes, this is what the police officer does. This is what he does for a living. But, oh, we need hopeful things in this world. That is a very hopeful, wonderful thing. The panic of these parents, him coming in and rescuing this kid. I mean, rescuing the kid. What would have happened to the 19-month-old baby, Aiden King? Would he have survived or not? And, of course, the family is all over him, just incredibly grateful. And said, you know, we don't know. Would the baby have survived? We are so, so grateful. And here's what's the interesting part, and this is worth mentioning at the beginning. How many of you have CPR training? I was thinking of emergency preparedness because of even the hurricane possibilities. So this is what's interesting. The officers that responded and the one that saved the baby's life just 2 weeks before that went through CPR and first aid recertification training. They do that. That's worth it. So talk about coming right out of that and then having to perform CPR. Wow. And this is from Scottsville, Kentucky. But the baby back home with the family being saved by a police officer. That is our daily salute. Sergeant James Talbot, thank you. Numbers, we can count. We're hitting them next.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app? Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Some of them sad, some of them pretty decent. Let's start with the sad numbers. One of the sad numbers is this one. The feds are investigating 10 deaths at a West Virginia VA hospital. Why are we always reading about disastrous circumstances at the VA? 10 suspicious deaths. What does it mean? One ruled a homicide. One ruled a homicide. In October, the body of Felix Kirk McDermott, an 82-year-old Army vet who died last year at the VA hospital in Clarksburg, West Virginia, was exhumed and brought to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. They conducted an autopsy. They say that his sudden death was caused by an injection of insulin into his abdomen, which would kill someone who's not diabetic. But in order for the injection, there was no order, right, for them to be able to trace it. He had no history of diabetes or insulin used to control his blood sugar levels. And, of course, what does his daughter say? It's just not right. I thought my dad was safe there. He had dementia. So they're reviewing the death, but that's one of 10. Serious, serious allegations. They're working with federal law enforcement to look at the potential wrongdoing here. The FBI is involved, all of that, but wow. Terrible. You serve the country. I don't care what age you are. You go there, as the daughter said, hoping, not hoping, thinking, believing that you're at least safe. But apparently not. I'll hold my judgment, innocent until proven guilty, but it doesn't look good. Let's put it that way. It does not look good. Jeffrey Epstein died. He's a coward. He took his own life. There is still suspicion that people were paid to not pay attention to him. Who knows? It's over 2 weeks since that happened. But there was certainly anger among the victims who were in court and had their chance to spew, so to speak, but Jeffrey Epstein wasn't there. There was the 14-year-old, who was 14 at the time, who explained that she was raped by him and that she was sad that he killed himself before there was any trial. Jennifer Arezzos accused Epstein of raping her when she was 15 in his New York mansion. And what she said was, they let this man kill himself and kill the chances for justice for many others. Lots of attention on that. Lots of attention. How about a city in Florida, one that I've been to, that I actually like, Dunedin. How about Dunedin, Florida? They've been under the microscope for massive fines imposed on homeowners. They've dismissed a lawsuit against a woman who was fined more than $100,000 over code enforcement violations at a house she didn't even own. The city said in a brief court filing late Monday that is voluntarily dismissing the lawsuit against Christy Allen, a former Dunedin resident, who was fined $103,000, about twice her yearly income, over a dirty swimming pool and overnight vegetation growth at a house she said she left to the bank 8 years ago. Wow. The city of Dunedin, you are not keeping up with your records, let's put it that way, because they were way off base with that one. Way off base. Jack Black turns 50. Whoa. You say it ain't so, but he is. He's 50. Been in so many funny movies, I have to say. School of Rock was great. If you haven't seen it, rent it. His movies are usually clean. He's in Jumanji, the brand new one with The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Nick Jonas in 2017. He was in that one. And he's in back in with The Rock in the newest Jumanji, rather. And then since the mid-90s, he's made up a big half of the rock duo Tenacious D. Tenacious D. And he's a father. He's got a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. He is so funny in his movies, I have to say. He has cornered the market on funny, especially in the sidekick role. He's very, very funny in that role. And he's a guy of many talents, Jack is. He is a master of many. Well, let's put it that way, and you can decide. But I do think he is incredibly talented. 5G, you've heard about it. Do you have it? Sprint launches a 5G in major markets with more areas covered, and they needed that. So Sprint did that in New York, L.A., Washington, Phoenix. It's not as fast as other forms of 5G, but it's fast. Sprint has agreed to be acquired. Of course, all these companies are gobbling each other up by T-Mobile, but they're doing business as usual until the deal closes because, you know, these deals take some time, so that's not happening overnight. But people are complaining. It's all about speed, like I said, and they want this need for speed is real. Top Gun was on the other night, and I thought, oh, the need for speed. We have all memorized that, haven't we? They're covering 2,100 square miles and 11 million people. 11 million! They say more than any other carrier. They already have launched in a couple of other areas, and then they've got the new ones that they're eyeballing. Well, 5G costs a lot more, so if it's an affordable thing to get, then probably more people get it. I mean, we just get nickeled and dimed in our lives, don't we? Everything. Nickeled and dimed, until all of a sudden, yeah, you can't, you're done. You're just absolutely done. I'm done. I'm done with it. Okay? Thank you very much. 5.7 million Contigo bottles have been recalled because of potential choking with kids. 5.7. You know what I'm talking about if you know what this is for lunch boxes and backpacks and that kind of stuff. They say immediately stop using the recalled water bottles. Take them from children and contact Contigo for inspection instructions and a free replacement lid. They're saying it's not good. So if they're saying it's not good, then get rid of it. Why would you even take a chance? Of course you're not going to take a chance. And here's the problem. The reason they don't want them to use the recycled water bottles is because of what must be in the bottles. Because they've gotten 149 reports of the spout detaching, including 18 spouts found in children's mouths. So that's the problem. It coming off, and it's a potential choking hazard. So especially for younger children, you would not want them to have their hands on that. It makes complete sense to me anyway. How about 20,000 AT&T workers? They went on strike in 9 southern states over the weekend. Did you notice? They're in a contract dispute. Will your service be interrupted? AT&T workers are on strike in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Stepping aside, we'll dive back into it on the other side. I'll meet you there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A state of emergency across 5 southeast states as the powerful and deadly storm Hurricane Dorian makes its way toward the U.S. mandatory evacuations in parts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. The latest now from Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The center will move roughly parallel to the coast, about 50 miles offshore, and if it does so, then tropical storm conditions will move all the way up the southeastern coast.
Hurricane Dorian hitting the Bahamas is a Cat 5, at least 5 people losing their lives there, 1 person, an 8-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. In other news, in Southern California, the recovery effort still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, 5 crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the show, Josh Phillips. He's researched, reported on the Chinese Communist Party, forget this, a decade. He is absolutely a recognized expert on unrestricted warfare, the global threat, and subversion. Wow. There's so much to talk to him. We'd take up the whole show, and we can't do that because he's got things he has to do. And, of course, here we have other things we have to do as well. But I am really, honestly, psyched to welcome him to the show. And, of course, you can catch his work on the Epoch Times. Josh Phillips, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Hey, real pleasure being here, and I think there's some great things to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about the thing that people constantly hear about, cyber warfare, hacks, breaching networks, launching cyber attacks. What's the deal coming out of China with that?
So we often make the mistake, I think, when we read about cyber attacks, of understanding cyber as being kind of something isolated, something in an, you know, alone and kind of working on its own, when in reality it's part of a much broader strategy. And it's more of an unconventional tool within that strategy.
Ah, so I like that, an unconventional tool. And, of course, it's one where there's a mad race to create those hacks, et cetera, and then it's everybody else scrambling to figure out what we're going to do about it ultimately. And we know it comes from all corners of the world, that's for sure. Economically speaking, obviously, the tariffs, what's happening there, our president pushing them off, the rest of them, until mid-December. But the Chinese are really digging in on that, aren't they? They're not letting up.
They've been on this for a long time. And I'd say for the first time, really, as far as I've seen, the United States is actually pushing back against it. And this ties back into the issue of cyber threats and cybersecurity and what the Chinese Communist Party has been doing for a very long time. So let's have a quick overview of where things are at. So the Chinese Communist Party has had many programs which direct cyber attacks for the purpose of economic theft. Among these, probably the biggest one was Project 863, which, you know, was defined as this idea to, quote, catch up fast and surpass the West. It identified different key technological areas where the Chinese Communist Party could, you know, steal intellectual property and build its own high-tech markets to challenge the U.S. and global markets, not necessarily U.S.-China markets, but in places like Africa, Latin America, and so on. If we want to talk about the bigger picture of cybersecurity, or cyber threats, I guess we could say, this ties also into what the Chinese military call unrestricted warfare.
Mm.
The cyber attacks would be a tool within that. And basically, this is a series of non-military, trans-military, and military tactics. The idea is you look at a country, you look at what you would want to achieve in a war with that country, and then you think about how to obtain those same objectives using non-military means wherever possible. And so that is economic warfare, business warfare, culture warfare, drug warfare, psychological warfare, basically ways to achieve the goals of war without having to fire a bullet.
Wow, and we've seen, as you say that, the different tentacles, we've seen that working well for the Chinese Communist Party. When you look at psychological warfare, what do you think we're mainly talking about?
So psychological warfare is, you know, people think propaganda, disinformation, misinformation. Those would all fall under the umbrella of psychological warfare. The purpose of psychological warfare is not necessarily to feed you false information. It is to alter the way you perceive an issue. And so, you know, we talked about propaganda, misinformation, and disinformation. Propaganda is not necessarily true or false. Propaganda is just meant to make people have an emotional reaction to an issue. And by agitating on that emotional reaction, you can cause them to develop emotional memories, kind of like a Pavlov's dog type theory where you condition a dog to salivate to the sound of a bell. You can cause people to have emotional reactions to certain stimuli, like images or issues, based on what they've been agitated on. That's propaganda. Misinformation is the use of just outright false information. It can be used as kind of a distraction tool. So, you know, sowing confusion, making people unsure what's right or wrong, true or false, you know, discrediting a movement, so on like that. Whereas disinformation is more deceptive. It can take the form of false events. For example, it can take the form of, you know, dressing up, say, police as protesters to make protesters appear to be violent. It can take the form of having something that is 99% true and 1% false, but the 1% false is used as the narrative. And so if people try to attack it, you point to the true elements, whereas the narrative is false. Basically having true information but with a false conclusion, things like that.
Wow. We're speaking with Josh Philip, investigative reporter, senior editor at the Epoch Times. So is China trying to subvert the U.S. in doing this for a decade? Do you really feel like talking about these six types of subversion, and we haven't talked about a couple of them specifically yet, but do you think overall China's trying to subvert the U.S.? Do you feel confident about that?
Absolutely. And I can tell you that that is tied very heavily into my work. Long story short, I started in an investigative project back in 2008 where I unintentionally stumbled across what you would call the United Front Department. And this is the Chinese Communist Party's basically main branch for subverting foreign societies. And it works basically, they send agents through the consulates to different Chinese communities, fraternal organizations, they call them tongs, getting into the criminal markets, you know, the triads and things like that, which operate underneath the tongs. And they use these as kind of feelers to get into different parts of society. The triads give them control over the, you know, criminal underworld, underbelly of society. The tongs themselves, you might have police tongs, you might have oil workers tongs, you might have Chinese student tongs. You might have tongs for Chinese hometowns and different associations or networks of individuals, sometimes in the tens of thousands, who work in, you know, targeted industries. And when you're a member of those organizations, you can be tapped to, you know, say, war, you know, serve the interests of the Tong. And they also try to, you know, do so So there was another branch of it called the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office. They've recently folded that just into the United Front Department. It was kind of a fluff facade, I should say. But, you know, they go to U.S. government officials and invite them on propaganda tours in China. Let's say, you know, staying at five-star hotels. But because they can't take donations from a foreign government, they got to charge maybe $2,000 or something like that.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, and they come back. They're not necessarily bribed, per se, but they've been fed this false image that the Chinese Communist Party wants them to see. And they've been provided with new, you know, quote-unquote Chinese friends who will inform them on Chinese policy and Chinese issues and things like that.
Wow. So, it really goes deep when you talk about the triads, the tongs, getting in every single aspect of society. You talked about you pick a country and what is it you're looking for in going after that country, so to speak. And we see this with currency. Explain financial warfare from your perspective in having covered communist China.
Financial warfare, it's a multifaceted issue. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about, you know, the Chinese Communist Party manipulating its currency. They've heard about the Chinese Communist Party stealing intellectual property. But when you get into the deeper parts of it, I think that's where the real meat is. Let's look at the big picture. It would include transaction warfare, the targeting of transactions in process or the targeting of forms of transactions. It's, for example, a website like Amazon could be seen as a platform for a transaction. And so they can create an Alibaba to take over that transaction platform. If you want to get into factories and things like this, that gets you into the whole spectrum of industrial warfare. And industrial warfare is what a country produces. Keep in mind that the Chinese Communist Party is still very much communist, and one of the guiding ideas of communism is to seize the means of production. If a country can gain control of the productive elements of another country, then who is really in charge? And when you're dealing with factories, you're not just dealing with the factories themselves. You're dealing with innovation. You're dealing with research and development. You're dealing with supply markets. You're dealing with things like, you know, the string of pearls and trade choke points around the world, things like that. Raw materials, mines, you name it. It's an entire network of things that gives you control over natural resources, productive elements, and innovation.
Wow. So as we summarize all of this, Josh, when you look at it, for people listening in this audience to what you're saying about China, it's to be aware, and to know more of what's really truly happening and not buy into the propaganda?
Basically, I mean, a lot of what the Chinese Communist Party does only works because they put up this ideological smokescreen. In fact, that's actually part of their military strategy. They have adopted military strategy called the three warfares. And the three warfares are media warfare, psychological warfare, and legal warfare. In other words, the control and manipulation of outlets of information, the control of and manipulation of perceptions under psychological warfare, and the manipulation of international or local legal systems. How do you manipulate the legal systems of a country or, you know, world courts and things like that to achieve what you want to achieve? And, of course, they feed all this false narrative about, you know, the Chinese Communist Party is just, you know, America's jealous of its rise, and they're just attacking it, and they're being unfair, and that, oh, yeah, they used to persecute people and things like that, but they're trying to change now. And there are narratives like this that excuse what really is still a very totalitarian regime, a regime that is extremely abusive of its own people, that has killed somewhere between 50 million and 70 million Chinese people, and it destroyed their culture, destroyed their, you know, the traditional values. Yes, but during the Cultural Revolution, for example, and which is continuing that same thread of tyranny, while the world, a lot of it just turns a blind eye to it because of these narratives. I think it's very unfortunate.
Wow. We could talk all night. Josh, thank you so much for joining us. Food for thought, there's no question about that.
Yeah, real pleasure. Thank you.
Shada, that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tonight, I'll tell you what, this book really caught my eye. It jumped out at me. In fact, I blew something off over the weekend so that I could get further through it. It's called We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business. And, you know, we do so much of business here on America Tonight. We're talking about small businesses and getting connected to people and community. Market Basket is incredibly connected to their community, both in and out of the store. Daniel Corson, one of the authors of that book, joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. And Daniel, this story, Market Basket, for people who don't know, in the Northeast, really in the New England area, how many Market Basket stores are there?
At the moment, they've got about 75 stores, yeah, in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and one in Maine.
Wow. And what happened was, this is a family business. And so the CEO, who was the beloved CEO, suddenly, because of some infighting with his family, and I'll let you flesh that a little bit more, ended up being bounced. And it really changed the way business happened at the supermarket chain, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. The whole thing turned upside down, and this company was shut down. It's almost $5 billion company now. And the CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, the T is important because he was fired by his cousin, Arthur S. Demoulas. And Arthur T. was running this company for nearly a decade. By all accounts, the company was running on all cylinders, really performing well, growing fast. And then his cousin, who happened to be a majority shareholder, he led the side of the family who were majority shareholders, decided that they wanted to cash out. And people knew that this was going to change the way that this company operated, as it had since 1917. So they saw that he was really, Arthur T., the CEO, was the only obstacle in this plan. And so they fired him, and that's what started this whole protest movement that spanned three states.
Wow. And the protest movement meant that the people working there said, we're not going to do this, and basically went out and started picketing and all that sort of thing. And the community did, too, as well, right?
That's the amazing thing, is how quickly this thing spread. It started with a very small core of mostly executives who were very upset. They were so close with this man. And they said, we don't want to work here unless he's our CEO. And then it quickly spread to people in the warehouse, truck drivers who refused to send shipments out. It spread to the stores where employees at every level of this company, management and frontline workers all together, were really united around this. And then it continued to spill into customers. And there was 2 million people boycotted this store for 6 weeks. They took their business elsewhere. It didn't even stop there, because it also went to suppliers. And many of the suppliers, some of them with multi-million dollar accounts that absolutely depend on Market Basket for their business's survival, they said, until Arthur T's back, we're not doing business with you anymore. It's the most incredible thing I've ever come across in my years in academia and studying business.
Yeah, I just think it's an incredibly powerful story and speaks to company culture. So what does that say about Market Basket's company culture?
Yeah, it has a very unique company culture, and I think there's a lot to admire there. I mean, one thing they do is they really take care of their people as family. And a lot of companies say that, but this company has this rare quality about it where so many employees, they give their colleagues rides. When people face a hardship, which all of us do, people at this company tend to rally around each other and help each other out. Sometimes it's, a loan or something. Sometimes it's a ride. And a lot of this is coming from the CEO himself. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of the CEO going to the funeral service when an assistant manager at one of the stores has a loved one who dies. So maybe like their mother dies or something. Arthur T. shows up at the funeral service for maybe 5 or 10 minutes just to make an appearance and pay his respects, and then he's off. But those kind of small little gestures go such a long way at this company.
And so now, well, first of all, a couple of things. They've obviously built that sense of family, like you say, and there's no doubt. And that continues, by the way, because you have a lot of families that work for Market Basket, right? Like a mother, maybe her kid, maybe a cousin. It also becomes that weave of family inside, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I've also met a lot of people who they'll have multiple people in the family who were working at this company. And people like that, during this protest, they were shutting down the company. They were basically saying, we don't know if this company is going to end up shutting down, partly even because of this protest. So they had a ton to risk. I mean, they put everything on the line. They're, three, four, five people in their own family that are putting their jobs on the line for this. So it was a tremendous sacrifice.
What's Arthur T doing now?
Arthur T. is back in control. Because of the protest, he was able to take back control of the company and purchase the shares of that other side. The other side had intended to sell it to a big supermarket conglomerate based in Belgium, but they obviously lost interest as this protest continued, and that opened up the road for Arthur T. to purchase those shares. So now he's in full control. They're growing like crazy. A lot of people that had never heard of Market Basket before, even people living in the area, are saying, what's this all about?
Right. So it was almost like advertising for them, right?
It really did. It piqued a lot of people's curiosity. I had shopped there a lot myself, and I have a lot of family members who are big fans and part of this almost cultish devotion to the company. But I never really fully appreciated it myself either until I started studying it. And now, you know, I see things there, and I just appreciate it so much. You just being in the store, there's a certain energy in the place. There's a, you know, there's a lot of interaction between employees and customers. Like, I mean, this will amaze a lot of people. First of all, they have people in the aisles all the time, so there's always people to ask, which I'm sure many of your listeners will be, you know, will think when the last time they were in the supermarket, how difficult it is just to find someone to ask where that pie crust is, right? That's what always happens to me when my wife sends me out for a pie crust, and you know there are different types. There's the frozen type, and there's never anybody to ask. So it's it really can be frustrating from a customer. And at the checkout aisle, almost all those checkouts are open. They all have two people working there, two person teams. There's one person at the cash register. There's another bagging groceries. So you go into the store, and you feel like you're getting a personal sort of one-on-one attention. And they've stripped out all of the technology, any technology that runs counter to that idea, they've stripped out. So you don't see the automated checkout counters. Those don't appear at this store because they believe that it takes away from that one-on-one sort of experience.
Yeah, so cool. And also, it's like you say, that one-on-one experience. So there is that sense of originality, I bet, is what it's all about.
That's right. Yeah, they follow their own drummer, so to speak, and that played out in this protest as well. And is that when everyone in the world, and I have to admit, you know, I'm ashamed to admit now, even myself included, I said, you know, this, I admire what they're trying to do, but they're not going to be able to succeed at getting back control of this company. But they said, to their credit, they said, we have to get this done. We're going to find a way to get it done. It doesn't matter that the textbooks say you can't go against the board's decision to fire a CEO. We want our CEO back. This is our company. And that's what they did, and they pulled it off.
We're speaking with Daniel Corshon. He's one of the authors of a really awesome book called We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business, no question about it. You mentioned you're in academia and you're at Drexel. So when you're teaching students or talking with students, do you use this as an example?
Oh, I'm just about to. My poor students are going to get a quiz on it in a matter of hours. So you'll see what their response is. But yes, I mean, I've brought this into my class. There's so much to learn from this case. I mean, from my standpoint, a lot of it starts with what's a company in business for in the first place, anyway. You know, a hundred years ago, economists used to see business as a way to serve society, and somewhere along the way in the last 100 years, I don't know exactly how, but we've sort of lost sight of that, and we've gotten so focused on the profit generating goal of companies that we've really lost sight of what companies are really there for. And this company, I think, is one of a few models that we have now of companies that say, yes, we're in a sort of mundane business. It's not one that's really exciting to people, the supermarket business, but there's a real importance to this. I mean, we're helping people, and through low prices at the store, through the way that they serve customers, give everyone a lot of respect, the way they deal with employees, there's an importance to this company in the community. And we saw when there was a danger of that company being taken away, you see how people said, no, this is something important. We need to keep this here.
Wow. It's an incredible story. Daniel, thanks so much. Good luck with the book. And Drexel, my mother went to Drexel. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so go Drexel.
It's a lot of fun to teach here. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
down when fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.